Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 129. I hope you're having an amazing week so far. I hope that you are ready for today's topic, because if you didn't listen to the previous episode, episode 128, then you might not even know that today we're talking all about post-military career planning. And so if you did tune in with me, thank you. And if you haven't, it's okay if you start here. The previous episode was pretty much going over why it's important to start planning now, and also the importance of refocusing and recommitting to your current job, because sometimes we forget to do that. Sometimes we want to not necessarily escape from where we are now, but we want things to be different, or do not want to accept where we are and want to immediately go into transitioning or consider the transition from a place of unhappiness and dissatisfaction of where you are currently with your career. And so I want to start off by saying that this topic is not only something that I need to talk about more, but more specifically, continue to encourage women about their transition, about their military career, about their career outside of the military. Because it's something that we need to be ready for no matter what. And, you know, kind of like we're ready to deploy at any moment and, you know, go to training and be ready to defend and serve our country. It's also very important for us to be mentally and emotionally ready for this transition and not continue to keep in the back of our minds or continue to ignore that it's important for us to plan, because it really is. And this can happen at any moment. You know, like I mentioned before, my husband and I planned on serving the military for 20 years, both of us. Like, that was our goal as we were in college. I remember we talked about this and, you know, how, you know, it came about us really taking our relationship very serious and, you know, planning to not only get married, but also start a family. And with that, you know, we had different conversations about, you know, where we wanted to be in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, in the next 20 years. And for the most part, it was serving. It was being dual military and really moving up the ranks and, you know, not only, you know, commissioning, but also being in command. And then, you know, eventually retire as, you know, lieutenant colonels. And, you know, kind of just, that was like our starting point, right? Like, that was like our, for us, it was more of a short-term goal than a long-term goal at the time. It just seemed very doable. It seemed like that was the way to go. And not to say that that's not the way to go, or you shouldn't, you know, go in with that immediate, you know, mindset of this is where I want to be. But what I'm saying is, to still consider the other part of that, the other side of that, and that is the transition. I mean, some of you have been blessed to be able to serve more than 5 years, serve more than 10 years, maybe even 15 years, and thinking about, you know, retiring. And by that, I mean, you know, you've made it this far, and, you know, I applaud you for that. And, you know, it takes a lot. It really does, mentally, emotionally, physically. Of course it does. And, you know, for some of us, you know, that's not how, you know, God planned it for us. You know, there's always something that, you know, we need to reconsider based on where we are and where we want to be in the next couple of years. And that's really what happened for us. You know, my husband got injured. He was medically retired. Then it really got me thinking and really you know, trying to understand what was next for me and figuring out what I wanted to do. And I do want to say that it's more difficult, and this is only my opinion, my perspective, but I'm pretty sure most of you would agree that it's more difficult to consider a transition, a military transition, a career pivot as a woman, because there are so many other things that we want to do that maybe necessarily don't align with what we're quote unquote supposed to be doing, right? Like what the world or what the culture expects us to do and be able to handle. And so I want to encourage you, and you know, especially if you are a female leader, if you are a woman in the military and you just feel like you're maybe confused or don't know where to begin, or just in doubt of what it could be, what opportunities are out there. You know, I want to encourage you to consider your life beyond the military, your opportunities, the opportunities that are available beyond the military, right? And again, yes, serve your country. Yes, go all in on the commitment that you've made. And yes, you know, do your best. But at the same time, you want to be thinking and considering what is out there. You know, you want to be planning because you never know, right? Especially if you're a paratrooper or if you're an infantry officer, if you're just an infantry lady, you know, you want to be able to start planning, you know, all the, you know, the things that you want to have ready for when, you know, that time comes. You never know, you get injured, right? You could literally be simply just doing any physical activity out there. Or maybe, you know, the doctor tells you that, hey, you know, you have to slow down. And now it's time for you to consider, you know, your health and your future on what that may look like based on, you know, the impact that the military, you know, the active duty life brings on you. So you want to be ready. And by that, of course, it's not going to be perfect. Of course, it's not going to be a, you know, plan that you're going to follow to the T. It's not going to be something that it's going to be easy either. And so what I want to offer you today to at least focus, or, you know, if you get anything out of this, is this simple sentence. Your post-military career is really nothing but a math problem. That's all it is. It's all math. And I've said this before. I've said this in different episodes where we overcomplicate what is really the main focus or the main problem. And instead of focusing on the solving part of it, we just tend to focus on, you know, this problem that we most of the time create for ourselves, right? And then that creates a lot of drama, and we forget that 95% of the time, there is a math problem to it. There is just some simple math that you can be solving instead of indulging in the drama, indulging in the what ifs, indulging in the overwhelm, indulging in the I don't know, indulging in this anxiety that you are not only creating within your own mind, but also in the future that no one knows that is, you know, that may or may not happen, right? We have no control over that. And so that's what I want to offer you today, to think about this transition as a math problem, because that's really what it is. Because when we think about the military career, you know, our career beyond the military, we always think about it in a time where we are unhappy at the moment. And at least for me, it was 99% of the time was when I was aggravated, when I was frustrated, when I was tired and exhausted. And I would just, you know, say, you know what, I'm just going to really start planning my transition. I really need to do this now. And so it was coming from a place of not only negativity, but also scarcity, right? Because I'm like, oh, I can't be happy here, or I can't you know, be fulfilled here. So I'm going to just go check out if the grass is greener on the other side. And that's not necessarily it, right? Like that is definitely not what the transition should be about, or how you even begin to think about your transition. And so like, that's what I want to not only emphasize today is to, think about your post-military career or that transition, regardless of where you are. Let's say you recently transitioned and you're like in this opportunity that you're like, okay, this is not where I want to be. I want to really pivot and get serious about my career. And I want to make this a positive experience. And maybe not even necessarily positive experience all the time, but at least 50% of the time, then I highly encourage that you think about this opportunity and this transition in a way where you still want to be able to focus on your commitment that you are in now, your job, your career. So if you're still active duty, you know, going all in on the time that you do have left, on the position that you're in the role that you are in, you know, so going all in as that NCO, as that soldier, as that paratrooper, as that sailor, as that Marine, as that leader, and still being okay and trying to make each and every moment count and accepting where you are. And that's really what, you know, where it really begins. Because then when you can look forward to the next chapter in your life, to the opportunity that, you know, may be out there that you have no idea, you know, how it's going to work or how you're going to make it work, or maybe not even, you know, even can imagine what that could look like, you know, it opens a door of opportunities, and it opens really this internal opportunity that you really possibly never thought about. And that's really what I'm here for. I'm here to encourage you to look forward to transition, even if you have 15 years left, even if you just started your military career, you know, something that you still want to have in not only your back pocket, but also to start creating this toolkit that is going to help you in the long run. Because here's the truth. Everything is evolving. Everything is changing. Within the military, outside of the military, within corporations, within different organizations, within different businesses, within real estate, within really everything, the medical field, everything is changing, it's evolving. And so what I want to offer is for you to just begin considering a transition that maybe doesn't have to be within the next 3 years. It could be in the next 10 years, but you want a starting place. You want to be able to start from a place of one acceptance in a place of just encouragement and being enthused, being encouraged and even excited about what that could look like in the next 3 to 5 years or 20 years. But you want to start now. And so I'm going to give you kind of like the five things that I've pretty much helped not only some of my clients, but also that I recognize, you know, these are the five things that are really going to be, or the five steps that are going to help you begin that approach and, you know, the exploration of what the transition may look like. And the first thing is to have a conversation with your husband or your family, regardless of, you know, you being single. If you're like completely single and you're like, hey, I just need some advice. I need kind of like an ear, or I just need someone to hear me out on what I'm thinking. Obviously, you would want to get with a family member or one of your best friends, someone that you consider family that will not only have your back, but also be there to guide you in a way that comes from a place of peace and a place of love versus a place of unhappiness. You know, you don't want to talk about it with your roommate or another battle buddy because they may or may not really understand why you want to get out, especially if they want to stay in, or they may continue to encourage you on, you know, yes, you need to leave the military because you're unhappy. And that's not the number one reason to leave or the reason at all on why you should start thinking about your transition or planning your transition. You never want to leave anything. And this even includes a relationship just because you are unhappy. Because we have to remember that we create our happiness and we create our emotions. We are the ones that create it with our thinking, with our thoughts. And yes, of course, every circumstance is going to be different, but everyone's going to have a different thought about each circumstance. And so I want to offer that you have this conversation and this intimate conversation with someone that is going to listen and honestly give you feedback that is going to be helpful and beneficial and not detrimental to you. So that's step number one, having a conversation with your husband, the family member, and that conversation, really just being honest and asking questions that are going to help not only both of you, especially if you're married, right? Like what did the transition look like, you know, for both of us, especially if, you know, you're dual military or if you're not dual military, it honestly doesn't even matter, right? You want to hear your husband's response on what that may look like, because you may or may not know how he is feeling, right? Like what response and what feedback you'll get. So that's definitely step number one. Step number two is setting a date. Now, you may be thinking, well, I don't have any plans on getting out until 20 years from now. Doesn't matter. Still set a date. So if you're supposed to retire in 2030, whatever the year may be, set that as a date. It doesn't have to be the exact date, but you can, you know, come up with something. January 1st, 2030. Or it could be as early as December 31st, 2022, whatever that may look like for you. I personally decided to get out the last day of the year just because in my brain, I figured that was, it only made sense. But it honestly, not that it doesn't matter, but whatever you pick is going to be okay. Trust me, there's never a good date or a perfect day for you to get out of the military. But for me, it was like, yeah, if I do it on this day, it's going to be better. And I start a new year and yada, yada, yada. But anywho, whatever day you choose, it's going to be completely fine. And again, it doesn't have to be a set date that you can't ever change. This is just something for you to consider and have in the back of your mind. And if you haven't noticed, I am short of breath here. So as you guys may know or may not know, I am expecting and I'm due the end of October. And so we're getting really close and I am just feeling as if I need to take a deeper breath. So please excuse me if you hear that coming through this microphone, because I am just really trying to get as comfortable as I can as my belly keeps growing. Okay, so that's step number two. Step number three, and I kind of ordered these in a way where you want to follow the chronological order. And so once you set a date, I want you to look over your finances. I want you to see, you know, is there anything that you want to begin to invest in? Or maybe check your savings account. Are you in, you know, do you have a lot of debt? Is that something that you want to work towards? You know, do you need a financial advisor? Do you need a financial coach? Do you need to begin your Roth IRA? Do you need to check your retirement, your investments? And if you want to invest in something, is real estate going to be something that you want to invest in, right? Like buying a home if you haven't bought one already, or maybe you bought a home. What is that going to look like when you get out? Because the next one is all about location. That's the next step. So what would that look like? Do you keep your home? Do you get another home? Do you rent that one out? Like, what does that look like? And by that, I mean, you know, up until you get out, right? So let's say your date is till 2030, you know, what does that look like? Where will your finances be if you already started an investment or some stocks, you started investing in stocks or in real estate? What could that look like? You know, what is something that you are comfortable with when it comes to your finances? And step number four, location. Are you open to relocate? Are you open to buying a new home? Are you open to renting? Are you open to selling your home? Like, what does that look like for you? Like, where do you see yourself living? Or maybe not even see yourself living, but what areas are you open to relocating to? Or you're completely restricted. You're like, I would never move to Alaska. I would never move to California. I would only live on the East Coast. What does that look like for you? Like, these are the things that I mean about the location part. So that's step number four. Step number five, your contribution that you are already doing as an individual. And this is kind of like where it really is going to take some time, especially if you are someone that you're like, I really don't know what I want to do when I get out. I'm a mechanic right now, or I'm a cook, and I don't have a degree, or my degree's in business and I don't like business, or my degree's in communications and I want to do something in education. You know, when there's like a huge career change, we tend to not want to even consider or think about what that contribution may be. Because most of us hear that, oh, you should do whatever you were doing in the military. So if you're a mechanic, you should be a mechanic in the civilian sector. If you were an officer, you need to do project management. If you were in the medical field, you should be in the medical field. If you were just, something general, then you should continue to just focus on that. But I want to offer you that whatever your contribution has been in the military, it's completely okay for you to change it as you're transitioning out, for you to change it in a way where you are completely satisfied with the experience that you have taken on, the experience that you've not only done and, you know, learned and really put the work in, but still being open to the skills that you've learned, right, throughout that experience. Because regardless of what your experience has been, let's say you're a signal officer or you are an intel person or logistics, let's say you were supply and CO. And now you're like, I want nothing to do with the logistics environment. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a chef, whatever that may look like for you. Then that is completely okay, because I promise you, any skill that you learned while you were active duty, any skill that you continued to practice, that you continued to grow in, you are also most definitely going to be using that in that other career field, right? As a teacher, as a chef, right? There are things that we learn in the military that help us so much in an entire new career field. I mean, think about it. Most of us are in positions where we never even imagined, right? Maybe a platoon sergeant, maybe a platoon leader, maybe a company commander. No one really gives you the steps or all the training on how to be the best company commander, but you learn along the way, right? You could have been a HR person, NCO, and now all of a sudden you're leading, you know, you're the first sergeant for this company. And now you have to learn a bunch of new different things, right? You're building different skills, you're learning different skills. And so that's the way I want you to think about it. When you are no longer interested in the job that you are doing now and you want to do something completely different, it's completely okay, right? You may need additional education. You may need additional certifications or a license, right? That may be something that you need to start planning on doing in this moment. But how can you know that if you're not constantly asking yourself, you know, what do I want to contribute outside of the military? How do I want to show up as, you know, Wendy instead of Captain Ray? You know, how do you want to show up? And what profession do you want to go into? Do you just want to do real estate? Do you maybe just want to stay at home and be a stay-at-home mom, right? You're like, I want to start a family. That's all I want to do. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go into corporate. I simply want to be a stay-at-home mom and raise my kids and spend time with my family, be a wife. That's it. Completely fine. Guess what you can do? You can start YouTubing different, I don't know, stay-at-home mom opportunities. Like maybe you want to do the, I just completely lost it, the school homeschooling. Maybe that's what you want to do. Maybe you start looking into different homeschools programs. I mean, whatever it may be for you, maybe you want to be, a gym a personal trainer. You want to be in the gym 90% of the time. Okay, what do you need to start doing now? Because not to say that you need to solely focus on planning your post-military career, but you can start, especially if you have years, at least 3 years, to plan this out instead of trying to do it in the last 6 months, instead of trying to do it in the last 90 days like I tried to do it. I'm like, okay, I need to do this, 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 and this. And oh, by the way, all of these other things are happening at the same time within my life, within my career, within my job, within my family. And so you want to be able to ask yourself these 5 questions. You know, you want to be able to, one, start a conversation with your husband or with your family. You want to set a date. It doesn't have to be exact. You want to go over your finances, where you, you know, where are your savings at, where are your investments, and where, you know, maybe you need to get rid of some debt. Are you open to relocation? And if so, where? Or restricted to any location? And then your contribution that you're currently doing versus maybe a new contribution, a new interest of how you're going to continue to serve as the individual that you are. And here's the thing. And I'm going to have a whole separate episode on this, I promise. I don't know when yet, but I really need to get this out there. And it's where most of us, especially, again, women, we tend to want to get confused about who we are. We're like, oh, my identity. Oh, who am I going to be? Oh, what is that going to look like, you know, for me? And I'm here raising my hand right now saying that that was me. Like, I felt as if my identity was no longer going to be as important as Captain Ray. And that's a lie. The devil is a liar. We are already, one, a child of God. Two, our identity has already been set for us. Just because you are wearing the uniform now and, you know, in the next couple of years you won't be wearing the uniform does not mean that your identity changes. Yes, to a certain extent, you are now presenting yourself with a different title or, you know, with a different or in a different way of how you are introducing yourself, but that does not mean that that is your identity. And I think that that's where we get it confused. We're like, oh, now because I'm transitioning, or I don't want to transition because I'm not going to be as important, or I'm not going to have any meaning behind what I'm doing now. My work or my service is not going to be as, it's not going to be as beneficial as it is now because I'm a company commander, or because I'm a first sergeant, or because I am leading 5,000 soldiers. That's not what it means. Your identity is honestly something that is going to continue to change, not change, but grow and evolve. You're going to continue to evolve with the same identity that you are given, but you're just going to continue to grow into something different and evolve, right? Like, who I am now, it has nothing to do with who I'm going to be in the next 10 years, because I'm still going to have the same values. I'm still going to have the same foundation of, you know, faith, the same foundation of, you know, the values that I value, my priorities. Yes, I'm going to probably know more, or maybe my experience is going to be different, but I will still be the person that God has made me to be. And so that's what I want to offer you today, to really consider, you know, this contribution that you have been given, right? Like, this gift, whatever that gift is for you. For me, it's people. I love people. I love helping people. I love to do work when it comes to anything to support and to continue to drive and to continue to have people at the center of, you know, the mission or the goal. And so, again, that's what it is for me. For some people, it's technology. For some people, it's cooking. For some people, it's just staying at home, whatever that may look like for you. And so I want to offer you today, you know, to really take one, you know, this transition in a way where you want to plan for it intentionally and you want to think about it all as a huge math problem. Because if you think about it, these are all going to have some type of math involvement. You're going to have to figure out, you know, cost of living, your finances. You're going to set a date. You're going to have these conversations. You're going to figure out, you know, maybe additional costs for education, certifications, licenses, whatever that may look like for you. And at the end of the day, you want to backwards plan, right? You want to be able to really ask yourself, you know, is this something that I need to really focus on, you know, give my focus 100% of attention? Because if you're getting out in 30 days, my answer would be yes, you need to be focusing on this. If you're getting out in the next 10 years, hey, maybe you give it 10% of your attention a month. You're like, hey, what do I need to, you know, do I need to go to school? Do I need to get a certification? Do I need a network? Do I need to start investing? You know, what locations should I, you know, buy a home at? What might interest me in the future? Or what is interesting me now? What is it that I need to do in order to continue to grow? Do I need to find a mentor? Do I need to reach out to someone that has already transitioned and, you know, or someone that retired, or someone that's retiring, whatever that may look like for you? I want you to stay encouraged and really come up with this 3-year plan on, you know, how will this planning that you're doing now, how will this plan impact you, your family, and maybe, you know, your future team, your future career, your future finances? How can you embrace this transition now instead of trying to, you know, do this in a rush later? And how can you make this experience a positive experience 50% of the time? Because here's the truth. Every transition is going to be different. And everyone is going to struggle in different ways. Emotionally, mentally, the support, whatever that may look like for you. It's not going to be easy. And I wish I would, you know, be the one to tell you that it's going to be easy no matter how much planning you do. It's not. You are going to be going through this, you know, grieving process of letting this other career, you know, you're saying bye to it. So it's going to be hard. And it's okay. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be sad. It's supposed to be, you know, discouraging at times because you got so close to this community that now you are not necessarily no longer a part of, but now you are on another side of it. You're always going to be a veteran. You're always going to have your military family, your military community. But the truth is that it's going to be different once you get out. Once you're out of active duty, it's completely different. And it's going to be okay. It won't be easy, but it also doesn't have to be not positive. So even if it's 50% of the time, it's going to be confusing at times. Don't let your mind indulge in the drama. Remember, it's all math. And so if this is something that you're like really serious about and you're like, I really need to start doing, and you know, yes, maybe if I don't get out in the next 3 years, I still need to begin, highly recommend that you take these 5 steps and begin to implement a plan, at least get started. And it helps you at least with a starting point on how to plan, you know, that 3-year journey that you may continue to not only follow, but also you never know. Life happens and there may be another plan for you that you may not know of. All right, ladies, I hope that this was helpful. Again, I am so happy that you're here. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. Please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/BeyondTheMilitaryGRP. Again, it is bit.ly/BeyondTheMilitaryGRP. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.